We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Speaking today with the garrison commander here at Fort Riley, and that is Colonel Will McCannay. Been here about a year now. Started in July 2020 and given us some details on what's going on out at Fort Riley. And, you know, we love this next event here. I actually talked, to the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition a little bit about this coming up here pretty soon. I don't remember the exact date, but I'm sure you'll tell us here. Fall Apple Day, that's a popular event here in our area.
Yes, Brandon, I realize that. It's a great event. It's going to be September 25th. But going back, you know, last year, we, because of the conditions that, we were in with COVID and everything else, you know, everybody knows, we had to do it virtually. And that was kind of a last-minute decision. The team did a phenomenal job, the garrison team, putting together virtual Fall Apple Days, the first ever. And we had lots of events that we live streamed, that we put out recorded. We had interviews, you know, and able to do tours of the installation virtually. So they did their very best, and it was a terrific event. But we are planning for an in-person Fall Apple Days this year. We're very excited about it. September 25th on the installation. And I know the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley will be making and selling the apple pies that everybody loves. And information for that is on their website as well as their Facebook page. I certainly hope, you know, we can get a handle on the current COVID surge because, you know, I'm really looking forward to Fall Apple Day event, having friends and neighbors on Fort Riley. I just have everybody, you know, pay attention to our Facebook page, our public affairs messages on the event, and looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting.
Why is it so important for an installation like Fort Riley to have events like this that bring in people from, you know, non-soldiers and such to the base?
Well, first of all, you know, we love Fort Riley, you know, as we know that many members of our communities love Fort Riley. And we like to show the installation to them and make that connection with our communities. So they know what people are doing on Fort Riley. They get associated with the soldiers and families that live on Fort Riley and vice versa. And Fort Riley is a unique and beautiful post. It's one of the most historic installations in the Army. And we like to show it off, definitely. And you know, really, the number one reason is so we maintain those good relations, connections with the community.
Well, people really look forward to the pies. I've heard nothing but good things about the pies. Have you tried one?
I have, you know, and this year, like in the past, you know, the leaders on Fort Riley are part of the apple pie making. We follow Libby Custer's recipe and get down there. So pies are available now to start ordering. Like I said, if you go to the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley's website and Facebook page, you can start ordering your pies. And at Fall Apple Days, they'll be selling pies as well. So this weekend actually is an open house at the Custer House on Fort Riley by the Hasford, the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. People can go by, get some ice cream, and order a pie this Sunday.
Hasford, yeah. The military loves abbreviations, I've noticed, like, or alliteration, stuff like that. So Hasford is just one of many.
Yeah.
You also mentioned you have some other big events this month. Tell us about those.
We do. Again, we're looking forward to bringing the community back onto Fort Riley. And starting August 12th, we're going to have Rockin' Riley food truck and music event, really a first of its kind on Fort Riley. A food truck festival with some live music from 1st Infantry Division Band, with some games for the kids and the adults as well. We'll have a beer tent for those who can partake. And we're really looking forward to looking for more opportunities like this to bring folks on the installation and for soldiers and families on Fort Riley to do.
Awesome.
We'll also be, you know, we really just looking to invite folks from the community to come to that event. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anytime you have food trucks out there, that's a big plus. Well, as you look ahead to the coming year, what are the challenges that Fort Riley will face, and what do you see as possible highlights and opportunities? Also, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, we're still dealing with the COVID pandemic, and as the Delta variant is taking hold across the country. I think that number one, we continue with those protocols that have proven effective, the vaccine, the masks, the distancing when necessary. And as long as we maintain those things, we'll get through that. So that, I think, is our biggest challenge. But what I'm really looking forward to is getting through that and continuing on with the Operation Victory Wellness. You know, we that really is making a big difference in the lives of soldiers and families and civilians on Fort Riley. So we will continue to lean into that. This next year, we're going to continue with the Big Red One Year of Honor, which has been a tremendous success with connecting soldiers now from the division and from Fort Riley with the past history of the division and Fort Riley. And we're going to switch to next year, the Big Red One Year of the Family, where we will focus specifically on our families and their wellness.
Okay. Well, that's the Big Red Year of Honor thing has been the Big Red One Year of Honor has been a fantastic event here. We've seen a number of those, and I think the social media thing helps because, you know, not a lot of folks can get on with restrictions and such, but there's been some neat things that have happened with that.
Really has. It's you know, another acronym, as you were mentioning, or alliterations we have is LPDs, Leader Professional Development. And it's been a great opportunity to bring the soldiers and leaders of the division now in connection with the history of the division, Medal of Honor winners, which demonstrate some of the best virtues that we look for in all of our soldiers and leaders. Bringing them in, some of them that are, and bringing speakers from around the country to come talk about the things of virtue and honor and leadership, and really try to inspire our leaders of today to follow in the footsteps of those grand leaders. And for those of you that come on Fort Riley, you'll see some of our some of the street signs that we have memorialized streets in honor of those Medal of Honor winners. We changed the street signs are very unique, very visible. The blue from the Medal of Honor with the Medal of Honor symbol on it, with the name of that Medal of Honor winner. Really eye-striking and just a great thing to see when you're on the installation. So every time you see that, you're reminded of the great deeds of those individuals and their connection with the division.
Yeah. Well, the history is just so fascinating out of Fort Riley to see that, and that's just another piece of it. There is a big project going on as you come in from the Henry Gate at Fort Riley, and anyone who comes on post will notice there's a little bit of delay to get to places because you got a big road construction project.
It is a very big project on the Henry Road, and what we're really hope in the long term, it's going to be great for Fort Riley and for the community, really speed the traffic safely through that area. But it is a long project. It will continue on for a few more months. We will be able to, in a couple of months, if everything goes well, we'll be able to reopen Henry Road for some minimal traffic, one lane in each direction, starting maybe in November. And I know that'll be welcomed by the community, both on and off post. But it's necessary construction. The road is being completely redone. We're adding in another roundabout, and we're adding sidewalks to the side. And I'd like to mention, too, that for our community, that our Estes Gate, which has been renamed Parker Gate as part of the Big Red One Year of Honor, Estes Gate is going to be closing for some construction starting in about a month, a little over a month. Information will be available through Public Affairs on the website, on Facebook. But that's, again, necessary construction to improve the access control point at Estes Road. There will be detours to the Four Corners ACP and Trooper ACP to minimize the effect on the community.
Okay. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. And is there anything else that pressing here that you think would be good for the public to know about?
Just, you know, we're really appreciative of the support from the community, from our hearts. You know, this is, I've been stationed many places across my 27-year career. First time at Fort Riley, and me and my family have never been welcomed like we were welcomed by the communities here. So, and I know I'm speaking for many of my fellow soldiers on Fort Riley that just thank you. Thank you to the community for all the great support.
All right. Well, being military, I'm sure you've lived in a number of places. Is there any place you particularly call home? What's home base for Will McKinney?
I grew up on the West Coast. My dad was a West Coast Marine, so I mostly grew up in California.
Okay, very good. Well, yeah, a little different out here in Kansas, I'm sure, but I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. You've been here about a year. Is there anything in particular you most like about the area?
This is a beautiful area. I love the history of Fort Riley. As a history fan myself, I really love that. My family and I love getting out into the community and seeing the great countryside. You know, being from the West, a lot of mountains out there, mm-hmm. So it's definitely a different terrain, but we are just amazed with the beauty of this area.
Yeah, I love the Flint Hills. I'd never lived out here in the Flint Hills before I moved to Manhattan, and I don't know that I can say there's a better place in Kansas than the Flint Hills, so... Shout out to this region.
Yeah, we've grown to love it.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate having you in here, and thanks so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you again down the road sometime.
Thank you, Brandon. It's been a privilege to be here.
All right. Colonel Will McCanny joining us here on In Focus. He's the garrison commander out at Fort Riley, and covered a lot of ground here. We've got a lot of good information this morning. Want to say thanks to him. Thanks to Karen Hibbard from Manhattan CVB joining us earlier, and John Job from Riley County Extension 4-H. That was our lineup here this morning. Coming up on Monday, we got a good show lined up for you, too. Jesse Romo is going to be joining us here from the Manhattan Regional Airport. They've had some good numbers as of late. July was a really good month. And we're also going to hear from the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Neela Boyer is going to join us and talk about some pet information. And she's also going to be out at Everybody Counts. So we'll get a recap of how that turns out tomorrow as well. So lots of good stuff coming up. Also, Governor Laura Kelly is going to join us next week. We're going to have an interview with her playing on Wednesday morning.